This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendo. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and the station near you if you ask for the program. This is Governed America, hour number 3. It continues to be the 2nd of November, 2013, as we continue on here. And by the way, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Finishing up, we were talking a little bit about the gun control issue in the last hour, and CBS News, Cheryl Atkinson has done a really good job of covering the Fast and Furious. There's not many people, folks, we give accolades to who are parts of the mainstream media. Cheryl Atkinson is one of them I've come to respect. Now, I don't know how she is on other issues, but on this Fast and Furious thing, she has stuck to it, and she's proven to be a real journalist, in my view. And she's and by the way, she's paid the price for that. We've talked about this on the program. Her computer was hacked. She had 2 computers at home, as I recall. Both of them were hacked by, apparently, well, she didn't come out and say they were hacked by the feds, but she was working on the Fast and Furious story at the time of the hacking incident, and the similar programs that are involved, one of which were Operation White Gun. That was another situation that coincided with the Fast and Furious thing. This whole thing where the Justice Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms deliberately allowed guns across the border to walk, knowing full well what was going on. The drug cartels were being armed, and they did absolutely nothing to stop that. I believe this is an operation to arm the drug cartels, to create the argument that we need to disarm the American people. We need more gun control rules because, well, that violence in Mexico is getting really bad. And here we have another situation with this grenade. Grenades were being walked also. And Eric Holder did nothing about it. Ultimately, the buck stops with Eric Holder. I don't care about who he tries to scapegoat. He's the guy that's responsible, folks. And anybody that says anything to the contrary is, well, they're spouting nonsense. According to the Justice Department, significant incident report filed Tuesday and obtained by CBS News, evidence connects one of the grenades to Jean-Baptiste Kingery, an alleged firearms trafficker U.S. officials allowed to operate for years without arresting, despite significant evidence that he was moving massive amounts of grenade parts and ammunition to Mexico's ruthless drug cartels. The gun battle took place in Mexico, Guadalajara, and I probably butchered the town, forgive me. Authorities say that at least 5 members of the Jalisco New Generation cartel used at least 9 firearms and 10 hand grenades against Mexican police. If one of the grenades was supplied with the help of Kingery, as believed, it adds to the toll of lives taken with weapons trafficked by suspects U.S. officials watched but did not stop. The Kingery case was overseen by the same Arizona U.S. attorney and ATF office that let suspects traffic thousands of weapons to Mexican drug cartels in the operation dubbed Fast and Furious. The strategy was to try to get to the cartel kingpins. Well, that's at least the stated strategy. But it was halted after CBS News reported that Fast and Furious weapons were used by cartel thugs in the murder of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry on December 15, 2010. Weapons trafficked by other ATF suspects under surveillance were used 2 months later in the cartel murder of Immigration and Customs agents Jamie Zapata in Mexico on February 15, 2011. ATF, of course, not commenting on the story. Documents show, she says, ATF began watching Kingery in 2004 related to AK-47 purchases he was believed to be trafficking to Mexico. In 2009, ATF also learned Kingery was dealing in grenades, weapons of choice for Mexicans' cartels. Documents show that they developed a secret plan to let him smuggle parts to Mexico in early 2010 and follow him to his factory. Some ATF agents vehemently objected. We've played audio from the whistleblowers on this broadcast, worried that Kingery would disappear once he crossed the border into Mexico. And that's exactly what happened. He later surfaced several months later in 2010, trying to smuggle a stash of grenade bodies and ammunition into Mexico, but was again let go when prosecutors allegedly said they couldn't build a good case. In 2011, Mexico authorities finally raided Kingery's factory and arrested him. They say he confessed to teaching cartel members how to build grenades and convert semi-automatic weapons to automatic. Folks, all this stuff is going on while they're tapping your phone lines.
Yeah.
While they're listening in and collecting all your metadata, and I guarantee you everything else, including the recorded conversations. We have information here. Extensive information about NSA spying. They're spying on everybody in the world, including those in the U.S. And they're letting these criminals, literally they're letting them do whatever they want. Arming drug cartels. I mean, we're dealing with the mafia here. And I'm not just talking about these organized crime members. I'm talking about the people at the highest levels of our government here in the United States. These are the mafia members I'm talking about. You know, we need to have our military here on the border protecting us against this nonsense. Because we literally have a civil war going on. All right, I'll tell you what. I got calls stacking up here now. So we're just a couple minutes away from the break, but I'll go ahead and take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, you're up first.
Yeah, you were talking about souvenirs, you know, and this sort of thing in connection with this Sandy Hook. I've got some couple of interesting anecdotes. I heard this. Heard this somewhere a few years ago, and I found it on the internet that the coffin that was used to carry JFK's body from Dallas to Washington was dumped into the sea. And this is a report from the New York Times by this William Manchester. You know, he was a very prominent historian. And it said it was done at JFK's orders in 1966, and I don't know how he would even decide to give orders because I don't think it was in the government then. But anyway, they said they took the coffin out and dumped it in the Atlantic Ocean, and it says, quote, presumably to keep it from becoming a ghoulish symbol, a museum piece perhaps, or a souvenir subject to the disrespectful whims of hucksters, self-promoters, and the like. And then about 25 or 30 years ago, I lived one time in Rockville, Maryland, which is just a few miles from Bethesda Naval Hospital, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happened to be in a bar there, enjoying a drink there. Mm-hmm. And in comes, I heard this, two guys coming up from behind me, you know, and one guy saying, I'm going to tell somebody. And the other guy says, no, you shut up. We're told not to. No, I'm going to. So these guys came in, they were in like hospital orderly uniforms, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this was at the time, I think, Reagan had a skin cancer removed from his nose, and that was done at the Bethesda Naval Hospital.
Right.
And they said they were orderlies, you know, attending to the surgery, and that immediately after the surgery was done, what they said were CIA the CIA took all the instruments, the scalpels, all the electronic, you know, the whatever, every piece of apparatus associated with the surgery, and took it away to be destroyed, melted down. And these guys were just fuming because they said it was like $65,000 worth of equipment. So there's a case where the government will just destroy anything just to keep anything from getting into possession of anybody, whether it's for as a souvenir or, like you say, if there's an investigation, they don't want any evidence either. So it's just destroy all the evidence and destroy all the souvenirs. So there's a couple.
Really an odd situation. I hadn't heard that about the whole Reagan thing. It sounds like they're using the same arguments over and over again. We need to destroy. We don't want anybody to have any souvenirs, which to me is just ridiculous. It's a non-starter argument. I mean, number one, I don't know anybody really that'd want to have a souvenir from a crime scene like that in the first place. I know.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait. Use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
BATF IRS CIA and FBI FDA and FCC
All right, we're back. This is Government America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, and it continues to be the November 2nd, and we just have the phone lines stacked now. I want to go back to Kent in West Virginia. The break got me, Kent. You were talking about some of the historic things that they have done to kind of cover up evidence and remove things from the public eye. I'm not really sure really what to think about that. That's really interesting about the scalpel thing. I haven't heard that with the surgery instruments. Why they would want to cover that up, I don't know, unless the whole nonsense about Reagan having cancer was just for public consumption. But who knows, you know? I mean, the point is they lie so much. We never can know when they're telling the truth, if they're ever telling the truth.
And the interesting thing about the JFK, I just heard this, like I say, it's from a 1999 article in the New York Times, and I grew up in the Washington area in Fairfax County, you know, and it's a suburb. And I remember very specifically that hearing a rumor that, you know, somebody in the class, you know, there would have been kids there that had military sort of things, you know, I wasn't, but they would, you know. So anyway, that was the environment. So the rumor was that Kennedy was alive and he was in a vegetative state, and they had him, you know, in the Bethesda Naval or Walter Reed or someplace like that. And I think the rumor is because this article describing, talking about this coffin, says that the coffin was damaged in Dallas because the Secret Service agents tried to remove it from the hearse, and apparently when you put a coffin into a hearse, it automatically locks. And these guys, you know, weren't skilled, and they jerked it out and damaged the coffin. So the coffin with the body was taken, you know, by plane to Washington, but a new coffin was purchased in Washington, which wasn't damaged. So probably what you had was these pallbearers, these military guys handling this coffin, realized it was empty. Because it was sort of a ceremonial coffin, because he wouldn't have a damaged coffin. Right. And that started the rumor that Kennedy was alive. And 2 or 3 years later, it filtered down to my grade school, or perhaps intermediate school, you know, maybe 40 miles from Washington. And that is, I can remember that very specifically, hearing somebody say, you know, in the gossiping in the classroom, that Kennedy was alive, and that they had his body somewhere. And that may be attributable to these guys carrying this empty coffin.
Well, it's an interesting thought, and you know, there's so many theories about Kennedy's death, you know, and those things are flying around ever since it happened, really.
Yeah.
But you know, that's one of the most important things too that started the process of waking up the country to the fact that they were not being told the truth. You know, I think
actually reminds me of right off the bat is, you know, them dumping supposedly Osama bin Laden's body in the ocean.
Yeah, same thing.
Which again, I mean, I just don't buy it.
No. Well, Kent, I appreciate your contribution there, sir. I got to move on. The phone lines are stacked. Let's go to Jerry in Chicago. You're up next, Jerry. Go right ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Darren and Nancy. I just wanted to mention something about that Sandy Hook. You said they were dismantling the school.
Yeah.
You know, it almost sounds to me like, you know, throwing the Osama bin Laden's body overboard and maybe 9/11 getting rid of all the structural steel and selling it off to China, who is the lowest bidder. I mean, if you get rid of the evidence, well, nobody can research anything into this. And if you remember, they kept putting 90-day restrictions on the evidence at Sandy Hook. And I guess they're on their third or fourth set of 90-day restrictions, and then they're just going to get rid of the evidence by knocking down the whole school. What do you think?
That's exactly what I think is going on.
Yeah. Yep.
This is nothing less than a cover-up by criminals who are engaging in nefarious activities in order to take the guns. The Fast and Furious thing we're talking about, now the grenade thing we're talking about, all of this is... in my view, and this is my opinion, but I think it all goes together to form a very ugly picture. They're planning for disarmament of Americans while the federal government is arming itself to the teeth. And there's one reason for that, and that is, well, there are probably many reasons for it, but the main reason is civil unrest is coming to America. They know that at some point in the future, they're going to pull the rug out from under our economy. Okay? This has been a gradual easing process. They've been gradually easing us in, calling it quantitative easing, but they've been gradually lowering us into the abyss further and further But at some point, they're going to cut the string and let it free fall, I believe. And when that happens, people are going to be very upset. And the last thing they want are the barrels of millions of guns pointed at them when this happens. Hungry people are pretty desperate, and desperate people do many desperate things.
Oh, I agree.
And this is something they know, and this is something I believe they're planning for. Go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. And you stop and think about the irony of this. You got 435 congressmen, you got 100 senators, you got two clowns in the White House, and then you got all their appointees who are betraying this country one way after another, and nobody seems to see it. They just seem to go in stride. I mean, I kind of think everybody has had their fill of the mind control through the television, the newspapers, and the radio, and, you know, the corporate media stuff, not to mention the sodium fluoride, not to mention the GMO in the foods, not to mention the mercury or the lead in the vaccinations. And they seem to have a vaccination for everything. I'm afraid if I don't want to ever stub my toe again, I can go in and get a shot.
Yeah. Well,
so,
that's true. Well,
thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, guys, for your time. Thanks for what you do, and God bless both of you.
Well, thank you, sir, for listening, and thank you for caring about our republic, what's left of it. All right, let's go to BJ in Arizona. BJ, you're up next.
Hi, Darren and Nancy.
Hi, BJ.
How are you today?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah, me too. That other guy talking about the presidents, those were presidents. This is like, you know, something that probably could have happened if it wasn't so high count a number of kids, supposedly, that, you know, it would just be another day in paradise, right? Here's the reason why Connecticut's getting all the money. And this was a CNN report, I think in August, saying he hopes an example for the nation, hopes it sets an example for the nation. Connecticut Governor Danielle Malloy on Thursday signed what advocacy groups called the strongest and most comprehensive gun legislation in the nation.
Uh-huh.
New law bans some weapons as well as the sale and purchase of high-capacity magazines like those used in the Newtown shooting in December that left 20 children and 6 adults dead. It also requires background checks for all gun purchases. He says, this is a profoundly emotional day,
I think,
for everyone in this room, Malloy said at the signing ceremony. We have come together in a way that relatively few places in our nation have demonstrated an ability to do. Yeah, that's because they all each got a couple $1 million.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, and the thing is, we have to do this for the children, you know?
Yes. I mean, it's not going to stop. They'll just keep trying every which way but loose.
We got to keep the children safe. It's all for the children.
Yeah.
As we take their rights away, we grind their liberty into the dirt for future generations to come.
That's not that their parents protect them when they're at home, though, only when they're at school.
Absolutely. You got anything else, BJ?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And we have many other calls waiting in the wings. We'll get to you on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is Governed America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Okay, we just have a half hour left here, and much more territory to cover. Let's go back to the phones, and the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we have Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're up next.
Yes, bless you, sir. Great broadcast, as usual. Can't thank you enough. Just wanted to mention that it was Baptiste Kingsley. A name that was mentioned over and over again. And I want to thank Blue in particular for her personal interest in getting rid of King Johnny. He was a wealth of information and certainly, another Rivera as far as a blowtorch of information. And I'm hoping sometime you bring him back when we win this little dust-up here. But I wanted to mention John.
I have no idea what you're talking about now, Bill.
Hope King Johnny for president at hotmail.com. He was a broadcaster that was on in the evening, and you didn't get a chance to copy him. But okay. John Loftus, Loftus, and Mark Ahrens have a book. It's out in 93, The Secret War Against the Jews. Quite a revelation. I can't encourage other people to enough to take the opportunity to glean the wealth of information, even as a limited hangout. It's most revealing. Your mention in regard to the Hall of Infamy and the evangelical silent pulpit, which we are suffering with here in Coeur d'Alene, is just one more example at the top of my list as far as co-conspirators and or fellow travelers. Page 122, although we explore the Republican-Nazi connection in Chapter 10 and 13, it is important for the reader to understand the size of the scandal that Engelton, remember Engelton, CIA, was trying to bury. As a young congressman, Nixon had been Alan Dulles' confidant. They both blamed Governor Dewey's razor-thin loss to Truman's to Truman in 1948 presidential election on the Jewish vote. When he became Eisenhower's vice president in 52, Nixon was determined to build his own ethnic base. Vice President Nixon's secret political war of Nazi against Jews in America politics was never investigated at the time. The foreign language speaking Croatians and other fascist regimes groups had a ready-made network for contacting and mobilizing Eastern European ethnic bloc. And that's exactly what they're setting up here in this country. There is a very high correlation between CIA domestic subsidies to fascist freedom fighters during the 50s and the leadership of the Republican Party's ethnic campaign groups.
All right.
Considering the source. Go ahead.
Well, I was just, I need to wrap this up because I got other callers.
Well, the motive for the understandable table financing was clear. Nixon used Nazis to offset the Jewish vote for the Democrats. And I assume that the operation is still continuing, considering the players. Wanted to thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you for your call there, Bill. Let's move on to Robert in Missouri. Robert, you're on
the
list. Yeah, go
Hello?
Ahead.
Yeah, Darren and Nancy, I called in about something else, but the guy that just got off is just spewing like bovine excrement, as Michael Rivera always talks about. That guy, that's all propaganda. John Loftus, all those guys, that's all BS. And you know what? the banksters funded Hitler just like they funded Stalin and Lenin. So, you know, this thing about this fascist against the Jew thing, that's all garbage. If you look around Hitler, he had tons of Jewish people around him.
Yeah,
you know what?
Robert, hold on. Let me jump in here. You know, one thing that the problem is, whenever we go down this road, and it seems to happen a lot, is I always have to come back to what difference really ultimately does it make? Who's behind it all? You know, it's just like,
Here I go again. I'll let you know.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Robert, just a minute. Let me talk here. The thing is, folks, what are you going to do? You going to kill all the Jews? I mean, this is the problem that we face here. You know, to me, this plays into a dialectic.
Yep.
An argument. Okay? Now, we can create a lot of animosity against the Jews, and I understand the whole Zionist thing. Okay? Jackie Petru was on shortwave talking about Adolf Hitler and the Jews many, 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 many years ago, long before I think anybody else in the Patriot movement was doing it. Okay? And I run the sweetliberty.org website. That's Jackie Petru's website. Okay? So I'm not carrying anybody's water or anything like that, like people will accuse me of, you know. The bottom line is, when we get into the blame game, who's behind it? We take our attention off of what we need to be doing to respond to them. And that's my point in doing all of this. You know, so anyway, Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say was the enemy is we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. You're dealing with an evil force here. And whether it's a Jewish person that sucks up to that evil force or whether it's a non-Jew, it doesn't matter. And that, you know, this whole thing with, you know, trying to say somebody's, you know, these fascists are against Jews and then Jews are against everybody else, that, you know, that's all one layer of it. But, you know, this is a spiritual thing, you know, first and foremost. So anybody that wants to get off into the, you know, minutia of all that, you know, you are getting, you know, diverted from what's at hand. And what's at hand is, you know, they're about to pull the rug out, like you said, and it's going to be a red terror. You know, it's the template they're using right now is a red terror, but they like their little fascist oligarchy where the corporations dominate everything. But what they want to put in for all of us, it's basically a Bolshevik system to where you have no rights. They're going to take everything from you. They're going to fleece the last bit of this wealth that's from the middle class. And that's what Obamacare is. These people that all buy into it, yeah, well, guess what? They're going to snap that big, nice tax refund from you when you don't pay, when you don't get into the system. And so the last thing that people have and what they're looking for is that tax refund every year. And guess what? Your penalty, they're going to snatch it from you.
That's
then,
right.
You know, the whole, and then I wanted to say one thing. Last week with Nancy and Roger, that was a great show. And they opened up the phone lines right away, which I really liked. Because, you know, you got only so much time to take callers, and
right.
I know you like to cover a lot of news, Darren, and but a lot of us are paying attention throughout the week, so the news you cover on Saturday, a lot of the stuff that, you know, it's stuff we've gotten already. So just, you know, that's just a bit of constructive criticism, maybe to open the phone lines up just a little bit earlier, possibly, because that show last week was awesome.
I appreciate the constructive criticism. I'm not sure if you're the guy that emailed me before about this. Okay, I did get another comment from somebody about this. He didn't like the information I was covering last week. You know, the bottom line is I prepare a lot of stuff here for the show to talk about. And
right.
I got tired. I used to take calls throughout the whole show. The problem there is that a lot of people call in and, you know, we get calls like we were just discussing a moment ago.
Yeah.
And the ratings tend to go down. I noticed, you know, a lot of times when I take calls. So it's kind of a catch-22. And I want calls to be a part of this. But at the same time, I also got tired of preparing for hours to be here and then not getting to, you know, even a fraction hardly of the stuff I prepared to bring. So it's kind of a catch-22. And there will be.
It really is kind of a week by week thing. Sometimes there's so much going on just in one week. And sometimes we have weeks where we actually can open the phone lines right away and just, you know, hear what is on everybody's mind. It really is dependent on what's going on in the country on a week-by-week basis. And that's really how we, like, make the decisions to do what we do.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, Robert, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. We've got Art on the others. We're going to have to, I think, take him on the other side of the break, however, because we're up to break time already. Stay with us, folks. Governed America continues here on RBN. Don't go away.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Follow the Moskwa down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America and the home stretch of the broadcast. As we go back to the phones, we have another caller here on the line, Art. Art, go right ahead, sir.
Darren, Nancy, good afternoon. Real quick before we get to what I called in about, you mentioned this filming of an episode of Mad Men that took place at LAX.
Yeah.
I looked up to find out what it is because I don't even have TV. Apparently, it's about these fictional characters starting at a fictional advertising agency on modern Madison Avenue and then later moving to other place, the Time Life building on Avenue of the Americas, and it supposedly focuses on their lives in and out of the office and the business of the agencies and the personal lives of the characters. all the while depicting the changing modes and social mores of the United States in the 1960s. So it's not a shoot 'em up, bang bang kind of thing.
So
we don't get any conspiracy theories going out there, folks.
No, we wouldn't want to get any conspiracy theories going. Far be it from us to ever have a conspiracy theory going on.
Right. Well, we don't deal in theory. We deal in conspiracy. So.
That's right. That's why we ask the questions. And that's really our biggest role here. We're question askers.
But you mentioned earlier, I believe, Nancy, I believe you mentioned this, where you were talking about Obamacare and people had begun having conversations about probably having to give up their car in order to be able to afford this insurance and stuff like this. And it got me thinking. I remember several years ago in a number of major metropolitan cities around the country, they were doing studies and research on how people utilize public transportation. And the goal was to try to promote more use of public transportation rather than use of your personal vehicles. Now, we also look at part of Agenda 21 are these green zones. Cars are not allowed. It's only foot traffic. These bike zones where no cars are allowed. All of this stuff. And when I think about people talking about having to give up their cars in order to be able to afford to buy this mandated insurance, well, what's going to happen is you've got a lot of people who live in the rural and extreme rural and country areas who have to drive a lot more to get to work than people who live in the city. So this would, if they end up having to do this, this would force them into the cities to take up apartments and utilize public transportation, which is the goal, to eliminate private transportation, go to public transportation, and therefore forcing people to congregate and move to what I refer to as the coming compact stack and pack city. And if you want to know how this is going to play out, go on Hulu. I watched this a couple years back. Go on Hulu and look up a TV series called Total Recall 2070. No one leaves the city limits, folks. And it's all public transportation.
Yep, and I've also read that, and this was in some type of, it was either a CIA or an FBI document that stated that in the coming years, most people would not be able to afford to fly anymore either. So no, it is making people stay. We keep talking about this global world. Not really. It's about control of the people. It's about getting them out of the rural areas. They're getting us out of the wilderness areas through the biospheres and the World Heritage Sites. The rural areas they want us out of because they want control over that land. Mm-hmm. And the big food corporations, the transnational food corporations, want all of that. And they want us in the cities, in these smart cities, where we are controlled, where our energy usage is controlled, and where they can, it's where they want certain labor forces, basically. And, Obama actually refers to them as manufacturing hubs. And they're doing the same thing in China, by the way. They're moving the people out of the rural areas and forcing them into the cities.
Right, and if they can successfully pull this off and people have to give up their cars and move to the city, then you're going to have a lot more, because there will be some people who will keep their cars, but they'll have to move to the city because they won't be able to afford the kind of gas that they then use them to get to work. So they'll still have to move to the city, but then they'll bring their cars, and, well, now we have an automobile problem, so we have to really regulate how automobiles are used. And,
all of us realize, too, every year, now I pay my car insurance every 6 months. Every 6 months, my insurance goes up.
Of course. The whole idea is...
So, everything is becoming unaffordable. Pretty soon, we're going to pick. I mean, it's become so expensive to drive between the cost of the automobiles, which no American can afford to buy anymore, unless you're very wealthy, between the insurance, between the licensing of your automobile and yourself. I mean, it's a Ponzi scheme. It's a taxation Ponzi scheme. And pretty soon, we're all going to be picking, okay, am I going to drive or am I going to pay for my Obamacare.
Right.
Which is it going to be? Because we can't afford both on part-time jobs.
Right. And the ultimate goal here is, and anybody who doesn't believe this is just kidding themselves, the ultimate goal here is to eliminate the individual's ability to be mobile at their own desire.
Absolutely.
When they want, because if they can get you into the city and get you onto public transportation and do away with your car, now they control everywhere you go and everything you do.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That's
correct.
The end.
That's, I think we're in agreement here.
All right. Thanks, guys. You have a great one.
Yeah, you too, Art. Thank you so much for the call. All right. Well, that was the last call, ladies and gentlemen. Screen's blank, and this is the situation. We should open up the phone lines earlier, but yet there's no callers now. So anyway, couple of things in the waning moments of the program here. I think it's important to point out here we have top generals now coming out. There's been talk lately, Nancy, about how there's many generals that are being fired, many top military people that are being purged.
Yeah.
And we have a WorldNet Daily article two days ago that retired Army Major General Patrick Brady has come out now. He says, in fact, he's a recipient of the Medal of Honor, as well as other top retired officers. They say Obama's agenda is decimating the morale of the U.S. ranks to the point that members no longer feel prepared to fight or have the desire to win. Now, he says there's no doubt that Obama is intent on emasculating the military and will fire anyone who disagrees with him over such issues as homosexuals, women in foxholes, and the Obama sequester. And he told that to WorldNet Daily. They are purging everyone, he says.
Yep.
And if you want to keep your job, you just keep your mouth shut. That was another one, another source that wanted to be anonymous, told that to WorldNet Daily. Not only are military service members being demoralized and the ranks' overall readiness being reduced by the Obama administration's purge of key leaders, colonels, those lined up in the ranks to replace outgoing generals, are quietly taking their careers in other directions. A retired Army Lieutenant General William G. Jerry Boykin, who was with the Delta Force and later Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under George W. Bush. He says it's worrying that four-star generals are being retired at a rate that has occurred under Obama. So they are just in the process
so
right now.
He's taking our top military people away. Now, why would he be doing that except but to endanger the nation?
Well, that's just it. I mean, this is a deliberate destruction from within.
Yep.
And, folks, all we can do is just continue to press on, wake up more people, pound our state legislators, and, you know, it might be time to talk about secession again. You know, I don't know what else to do. States need to arm themselves, need to develop their own money, and maybe need to just divorce themselves from the federal government. We got to go. We're out of time. Thank you all for participating. Thanks for being with us. Join us again next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. With finance.